The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
You're married. I gave them an example this afternoon. I was also talking about fatherhood in the afternoon. You don't begin to learn how to father a child when you've already given birth to the child. You begin to learn how to father a child before you give birth to the child. Nobody learns to shoot gun in the battlefield. To shoot before you enter the battlefield. And so while we bring these teachings on marriage, relationship, love, and what have you, is so that you will prepare yourself. You will prepare yourself because someday you are going to get married. And you will not suddenly, you know, some of you that the ladies, you might need to get the teachings I did for the guys. The guys might need to get the teachings I did for the ladies. This afternoon I was sharing with the guys on living intentionally. Intentional living. You are not going to suddenly have a good marriage. If you do not prepare and plan for a good marriage, you will not have one. You plan for anything. I was taking them for that business. You are not going to suddenly succeed in business. If you do not deliberately begin to learn how to do business, you will fail at it. Even if God has ordered it. Are you following me? So you learn the truth about marriage and the truth about relationship. So I'm sharing with you, I say, marriage is both spiritual and physical. There is the spiritual side of marriage. Especially, for example, when it comes to choosing, there is the spiritual side of making your choice. That's where you talk about prayer. Before you choose a partner, pray. That one cannot be overemphasized. Are you getting me? Before you choose a partner, trust the leading of the Spirit. Is God leading you towards? You might not hear, my son, that is the girl. But that is the leading of God in your heart. You could get a red light towards someone, then you stay off. That is that part. That place, you also consider the standard of God. That is God's standard for marriage. Things like, don't marry someone who is not saved. Are you getting me? Bible says, don't be unequally yoked to an unbeliever. Don't marry someone who is not saved. Don't marry someone who is not growing spiritually. Don't marry someone who is not interested in God and his spiritual stuff. That's the spiritual side of choosing. If you come to the emotional side of choosing, there is now feelings and choices. I hope you know it's not every believer you are going to marry. It's not every spiritually sound believer that you can marry. It's not every minister, firebrand believer, spiritually grown believer that you can marry. Because there are some of them that are very sound spiritually, but you just don't like them. Are you following me? And that is the emotional side of marriage. And you cannot ignore that. You can't. If you try to ignore it, you get into trouble. Any aspect you try to ignore, you're in trouble. Are you getting me? You cannot say, well, all I know is that I like him. Whether the Lord is leading me or not, I'm going to go. You'll be in trouble. You cannot also say, well, the Lord is, the guy is a believer. I have the leading of God. I don't like the girl or the guy. Don't go. See, you need to know that the will of God, God is not fighting with you. And so he's not going to impose one man on you. And say, whether you like him or not, be with him. I know what I'm thinking. God's not going to do that. So there is the spiritual side. There is the emotional side. What do you now like? Now, let me take it a step further. That is the spiritual side, for instance, when you start living, both of you are in a relationship or you are married, that is the spiritual side to it. You have to pray. You have to study God's word. You have to, that's spiritual, whatever. Don't leave that one. Then there is the emotional side, which now involves meeting the other person's emotional needs. You know that emotional needs that prayer does not meet. Come on, am I talking to you this evening? There is an emotional side that prayer will never, no matter what you do, prayer will not meet it. There's an emotional side of relationship that tongues will not satisfy. Are you following me? There's the emotional side that interpretation of tongues will not solve. Word of knowledge will not solve it. People preach fire and brimstone and go home and quarrel with their wives. Are you following me? Now, so all those sides exist. I've done a lot of teachings on the spiritual aspect of marriage. Today, I'll focus on the emotional side. So I want to look at what are the emotional needs of a man? What are the emotional needs of the lady? Do you want to hear this evening, guys? You better learn what I'm saying.
Glory to God.
Now, whether you are married, you are part of it. Not married, part of it. Not planning to get married yet, you're still part of it. Learn it, keep it somewhere. Are you following me? What I'm talking about is within the confines of relationship. And of course, let me explain what I mean by relationship, guys. Relationship is not anybody that's saying hello, hi to. Relationship, I mean, in this context, is not someone that you just like. Mm-mm. It is someone that both of you have made an agreement to begin to call it dating, call it courting, for the purpose of getting married. Any relationship you are doing and you don't have marriage in your mind, you are about to destroy yourself. Before you look at someone and say, well, I love you, I want to date you, are you ready to marry the person? I know there can be breakups, but you cannot possibly get into a relationship and your plan is not to marry. You don't have 70% assurance that this could work. Are you following me, guys? That's not how believers do it. You don't just meet someone and say, let's just be dating. So I plan to marry. Well, marriage, I know the reason that one now. Make we just they go. No, it's not done. It's not done. We are not going to anywhere. So I'm not talking about something you do for someone that both of you just greet in church. We are in the choir together. In the choir, no matter Doriaza, she's a tenor singer. I'm a soprano singer. So because of that, we have a connection. We sing. That's not what I'm talking about. Let me say something to you. This is my assignment today, but I just feel like saying to you, do you know, if you are not in a relationship, you are not in one. You didn't get it. I'll say it until you get it. If you are not in a relationship, you are not in one. We talk very, very well. You are not in one. We have a connection. You are not in one. We have an understanding. We even talk late into the night. You are not. I think she likes me. She's just not showing it. You are not in any relationship. Can I talk to you? We flow very well. You are not in any relationship. You are single. Very, very. Glory to God. We even stay together and along the line. I know this is church, but I'm going to talk about this. We are together and we are even touching ourselves. We used to kiss and romance. But it's not like that. It's just that it happened. You are not in a relationship. You are just yet another experience. So I'm talking about relationship. Two people that have decided. You know, I normally jokingly tell people, every girl is in a relationship. Every guy says he's single. So who are the girls dating? Every girl said, my guy. You ask the guy said, no, I'm just here. I'm still watching. I'm still thinking about it. The reason is because I don't have time for you today. The reason is because of assumption. We flow well. There's no way he will not like me. Somebody that calls me. Now, don't lead a woman on. Amen. And don't lead a man on. If you are not in, say you're not in. But see, even you that are leading on, you should know when they're leading you on. If there is no mutual agreement, if I let me say to some ladies, some guys, listen, guys, praise God. If there is no specific day that the guy, lady said yes to you, go and ask her again. Did you hear what I said? I should say it again. If there's no specific day that the girl said yes to you, go back and ask her. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this thing. Go and ask her. Wait, will you be my girlfriend? Before the girl will just come and say, I have a surprise for you. Brothers, you remember my story in the day now. Aha. He said, I want to tell you something. I just don't know how to tell you. You will not say, hey, talk to me. Anything you can come. You will not say, I just wanted to tell you that finally they've done smutting on my head. You faint. And you'll not be saying they broke my nobody. Sometimes you say, did I tell you yes? You're just a nice person and I like how we vibe. You're like a brother. They finished your life that time. So when I'm talking about relationship, you must know what I'm saying. Relationship, oh, do you understand? Where both of you have a definite verbal agreement that we are doing something. Okay. I thought that should be said. So what I'm going to share with you is important because the needs of the man and the needs of the woman, they vary. And that's because they are formed differently. The things a man needs is different from the things a woman needs. And if you're not meeting these needs, the man will not feel loved. The lady will not feel loved. You might be trying your best. You might really love the person in your heart, but the person is not feeling the love because you are not meeting his or her needs. It's just like someone this is not a perfect example, but have you tried to take hot water when you are thirsty? It will never satisfy the thirst. Get the point? Say, this water now, take it. The guy is taking it. He's still feeling more thirsty. So don't try to do that. So you must know what a man needs, what a woman needs. However, the list I'm going to make now is not an exhaustive list. For two reasons. One, because people vary. People vary. There might be one or two variations here and there. But then two, because majority of you are not married. So I'm not going to push into marriage areas. So when we have meeting for married people, we'll address those things. Glory to God. Yeah, I will focus on them. So if you want to be in that meeting, go and marry. And let me say this to my guys. People know you are marrying next year. Now, I know normally ladies, they tell this kind of thing. I want to tell guys, you are getting married when? So, see, you are done with school. You are working. Glory to God. So you don't keep these sisters waiting. Don't do that. Amen. That's by the way. Now, what do men need in a relationship? Amen. And you will see, as I may begin to make this list, you will see reactions from everywhere. Because the men will not speak in their mind. When I get to the lady's mind, but you see the actions. It's not something to fight with. It's just something to begin to do. Even if you're not in a relationship, begin to learn it. The first thing a man needs in a relationship, the most important need of a man, is not love, is not care, is not emotion, is respect. You know what I said? Respect is the most important need of a man. A man can live with a woman who really doesn't care about him that much, but then respects him, submits to him, he can manage. What do you think kept marriages of 20th century where they just go and bring one girl from nowhere? You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes the government said, the son of Okoye, he has very good children. Well-trained daughters. They bring daughters. They live together for 60 years. No issue. They are not, because the women are taught, all you have to do is respect. That's why you notice in Ephesians 5, verse 25, I'm coming to that. Paul told the husbands, love your wives. Verse 21, he told the wives, submit to your husband. Well, that's what the man needs. Are you following me? Peter will say the same thing in 1 Peter chapter 3. We saw it earlier in the day. That you submit to your husband. Using Sarah as an example. And so if you, let me tell you, no matter how you are hot, you are good in bed, you can cook, but you disrespect your husband, he will never feel loved in that marriage. Never. Never. And I can tell you for free, if, you see, 70% of marriages that break up because of women is because of respect. When it gets to the men part, I'll tell you what pushes women away. But for men, most men, not all men, most men, 70%, 80% of men that say, I'm tired of this woman, if it is not another woman outside, most times, it's respect. Are you following me?
And that's why we need to begin to teach people, men and women, how to respect. How to respect, how to submit. I've taught you times that number, a woman in God's plan, that the issue of respect and submission is not a woman thing at all. Remember I said that to you. It's a believer thing. Every believer should learn to respect and submit. Where need be? Ephesians 5:21 says, submit yourself one to another. So is that respect the woman has learned as a believer that she now carries into her marriage? Are you following me, guys? That's what the man needs. Men need respect. And I can tell you, men, see, if you're in a relationship where you disrespect the man, you talk to him anyhow, and he's still there, you might be dating a man that is very weak. Yeah. Now, even if he's very weak, one day, something is going to rise from you. You say, I'm no more doing. That is the sincere truth. Because you are robbing him of one of the greatest assets. One of the greatest things that, one of the greatest needs he has. Second thing a man needs, I'll rush through this because of our time. A man, I've taught this a couple of times, a man needs peace. More than love, oh, peace. You see, the fact that a man can finish from work and come back, talk to the wife, and there's no contention. There is no, why are you doing me like this? Why are you doing me like that? You are, if there's, the fact that that can happen is enough to keep a man to live 30 years old as in more than he would have lived. Are you getting what I'm saying? Men face a lot. Decide not to bring contention into your home. It will take your husband from you soon. And so, peace. Look at Proverbs 27 verse 15. You know this scripture, very interesting. Proverbs 27:15. You remember this scripture? A continual dropping in a very rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever hideth her hideth the wind, and the ointment of his right hand which bereareth itself. Go back to 15. Let's see maybe NLT and other translations. Let's read together. Are you ready? Let's continue. Let's start. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. Go back to 15. Let's see message. Message, very interesting. A nagging spouse is like the drip of a leaky faucet. You know, have you ever had a leaking roof? From everywhere, things are falling down. He said, that is how it is to have an argument. Very annoying thing. You can't turn it off. You can't get away from it. She's all over your life. That's why once there is this lack of peace, men, let me tell you something here. Not all. This is not an excuse for anything, guys. But listen. Some men that spend all their evenings in beer parlors, they are running away from problem at home. You know, I told you guys sometimes ago, beer parlor, they don't sell beers. They sell fellowship. I've heard it from before. They sell what? That is why, tell that man, let me buy you the beer at home, so that you stay at home and drink it. He will refuse. The thing is not the beer. It is the fact that over there, I get what I'm saying, there's a flow. And so if you give your husband peace, he wants to stay. Proverbs 21 verse 9. Every gender we collect this evening. So let's finish with the women first. Even transgender, they will collect this evening. Everybody. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawly woman in a wide house. Be there. Put up another translation. NLT. It is better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. This is Solomon. When Solomon talks to you about women, believe him. He had 1,000 of them. Do you understand? So after seeing all of them, this is what he has to say. So maybe one of his wives once pursued him from the house. It is better. Probably like message.
Better to live alone in a tumble down shack than share a mansion with a nagging spouse. It's a serious thing, though. And I told you guys, when a guy is young, he's looking for love. He's looking for butterflies. The older he gets, he's looking for peace of mind. Why do you think when you see older men, 30-something, late 30s, let's say 40s, and they're not married, and they want to get married, they're not looking for butterflies, they will come into the church and begin to look for a certain church girl that is calm and cool-headed. Are you getting what I'm saying? They just want somebody that will just help cool their head. See verse 19. That same chapter, Solomon thought about it again. And he said, it is better to dwell in the wilderness. The other one, he said, is in the corner of the roof. Now he's saying, it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Take me to the wilderness than to be in that house. And I tell you for free, I share Solomon's views. I can run away for you. There will be no need for that. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, you must learn. And I tell you, one of the ways to make peace, to bring peace into your home, is to decide not to be quarrelsome. Issues will come up. Don't be quarrelsome. You can disagree without being disagreeable. And some of you that are going to marry ministers, if you have, I'm going to use this word carelessly, if you're a quarrelsome person, I'll use this word carelessly, you are going to be reducing your husband's anointing. I'm careless with those words. Of course, you know what I mean. You're going to be reducing, because at every time, after those no contention, idiots, I don't know why I married you, nonsense man. After every of those things, he mounts the stage. Words are spiritual energy. So he has spent the whole energy fighting with you, quarreling with you, insulting you, being insulted. Then he goes to climb the stage. What are you expecting? Are you getting me? And so you pay attention. See, avoid it. You can disagree. I'm not saying for peace to reign. Everything your husband says, yes, sir. I said you can disagree without being disagreeable. There's a way to do things. Let peace reign. And one of the things that will help you, make sure that you, and I've taught this to everybody in church, don't let your emotions control you. Because one of the things, I'm running out of myself. One of the things that would tear homes apart is that whenever there's an issue, the woman or the man, they don't have control over the things they say. It's when they are done saying those things that they will now tell them, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It changes nothing. Take it from me. It only takes a man that the Holy Ghost has worked in his heart to overlook those things you said. I get what I'm saying? Because once the words have gone forth, you cannot take them back. They're nonsense. Idiots. Get out. Get out. After he said, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean it. I was angry now. Why are you taking this thing serious? He will say, okay, I've heard. We are damaging things in your home. Are you getting me? Sometimes when you have issues with your spouse or with your fiance, imagine this issue you're having with him is on loudspeaker and the whole church have to hear it. How will you feel about the words you're speaking? Are you getting what I'm saying? How will you feel? Quarrelsome. The third thing a man needs, and this is very true, a man needs a safe haven where they can be themselves. You know, men pretend too much. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. Men like to appear so strong, nothing they happen. But a man needs to be with a woman that will just make him relax and be himself for who he truly is. Do you know that a man wants to marry somebody that he can cry before? I get what I'm saying. You don't know this. A man wants to marry someone that in the thing you hold on, will just start crying. And the woman is not going to say, ah. Are you following me? Now, you know, one of the things that I said in my notes, I said, you must make yourself easy to talk to. You can correct
without condemning and without judging. You may not condone whatever, but don't always be judgmental. Make yourself be a safe haven. Be where you can run into and have peace. So men need to be themselves because they are not really themselves. Let me give an example. I'm going to touch that today. Let me give an example. If a man, brothers, praise God, though. If a man has financial needs, he has good friends that are guys. He has this fiance or this wife and they have a good flow. He would rather collect money from the wife or the fiance than tell his fellow men that he's broke. Am I speaking your mind? I don't know why it is like that. I get a point. You would rather. Now imagine you are someone that you are not someone that he can flow with. Tell that kind of thing. What you find out is that you are in the marriage or in the relationship. He has another bestie outside. Sometimes that bestie is another lady who he tells everything. He's very free with. So, and in fact, I'm talking about it already. That's why I'm going to tell you. Men, one of these, a man needs a friend more than he needs a lover. A man, he needs a friend. And so you must be a friend. Someone he can be free with. Somebody he can laugh with. Somebody he can talk to. Somebody he can open up to. Somebody he can share his emotions with. Without feeling attacked, without feeling judged. Are you still here? I said, the next thing, a man needs, this will shock many ladies, but I'm going to tell you for free. Men need affirmation. You see words of affirmation, guys pretend like it doesn't get to them. But you see words of affirmation spoken from someone you love and care about can keep a man going for a long time. Brothers, am I speaking your mind? Let me give you, even as a pastor, you are married to a pastor. He's done preaching. Everybody's saying, Kai, powerful message. If you do not deliberately come and say, baby, you did so well today. Sometimes you preach and I'm wondering where is the anointing coming from. You are too much. You see that thing alone. The next Thursday, you will see message. I'm telling you. Affirmation. Just say, you are doing well. You did well. Sometimes guys act like they don't need it, like it doesn't get to them. It's a lie. It gets to them all. Very, very well. That's why men cannot really live with women who talk them down. Even if your guy is broke, he's having financial challenges, you must speak words of affirmation to him. Never talk him down. You will destroy him. If I let me even take this a step further. You know, ladies like that when they finish dressing up, someone should say, man, you are looking fine. Do you know that men need that from ladies? You are surprised. In fact, as much as you need it, the man wants to hear it too. Brothers, if that is not everybody, if there is somebody in your life, somebody, you know somebody in your life, and that person in your life, you finish dressing, you enjoy the person, like, just come and say, you want to kill us today. You are looking so good. Or maybe you are just sitting, you are sitting in church, or she was sitting in church and you walked in, and she just turns and looks at you and smiles, and sends you a text. And the text is something like, you made that suit look so good. You will not just send it and turn back with the other eye. The man will not be smiling. This is what is lacking in many marriages. So when I come to the men, too, that's the problem. Because men don't know that women need these things too. A woman is done dressing. Every day she leaves house to work. You don't say anything about her dressing. Once she gets to the office, her boss says, you're looking fine, ma. She will always be eager to go to work. Always.
She wants to hear it again. Haven't you noticed, boys, girls, men, women? You see that particular person that speaks sweet things to you every time you come to church. You somehow don't want to leave church without meeting the person because you want to get another compliment from the person. That's something I wanted to show us. If you see how, you know, Songs of Solomon is a story, is a poem between two people. Solomon, if it's actually three people, Solomon was talking to a woman, the woman was responding, and then the women of Jerusalem were also singing in the poem. It was three people. Songs of Solomon. If you see the part where the woman is talking to Solomon, even if they talk to you like that, you know, it's amazing. That book amazes me about love. You know where it amazes me? Solomon had 700 wives, 300 concubines. This very Shunammite woman, this very one, they had to do poem together. The woman knew what she was doing. Okay. Look at Songs of Solomon 1, verse 12. Let me show you, give you an example. Maybe NLT because of our time. I'll just show you one or two places she was talking to Solomon. You think men don't need all these things? NLT, chapter 1, verse 12, yeah. Say, the king is lying on his couch, enchanted by the fragrance of my perfume. Continue. My lover is like a sachet of myrrh, lying between my breasts. Continue. He is like a bouquet of sweet henna, blossoms from the vineyards of Engedi. Go all the way to verse 16. Verse 16. You are so handsome, my love, pleasing beyond words. The soft grass is our bed. Continue. Fragrant cedar branches are the beams of our house, and pleasant smelling furs are the rafters. You know, if this was a marriage class now, I would have told what we are coming. Though. You see this man or perfect lady, we are coming. There's a meeting we are going, let me not mention, announce, because I would have just turned and told the man or the women now, you read a poem to your husband. He said, I'm not a poet, just write. You don't know what to write, I tell you what to do. Like cold water in the desert. So men need those affirmations. Never forget all the giddy, all the, they need it. Hallelujah. The fifth thing, or the sixth thing, it will shock many of you to know that men need financial assistance from their women occasionally. Now, any man that wants to date a woman or marry her and expects the woman to be the one providing for the house is not a real man. So when such men come to you as a lady, all they have to do is to look at them and say, leave me at the altar with my father. Do you understand? They should leave you with Jesus. However, men need that assistance from time to time. They want that if something is bad, they can actually talk to you. You will not judge them, and you will assist with whatever, however little it is. You guys don't realize that there is nothing wrong with buying gifts for a guy. And everything is not singlet. Are you following me? Everything is not singlet. Buy gifts. On your birthday, he buys you gifts. On his birthday, you come and do a king was born today. Who is the king? Stop that. That as they need it from time to time. Human beings, they are. Okay, let me say this will shock many ladies, but many guys will agree. One thing men need from relationship that women don't know they need is space. Space. Men don't like women who are very clingy. Do you know this thing? Sometimes a man just wants to be alone. sometimes with himself alone, sometimes with his guys alone. And those moments, if it begins to last forever, then there is a problem. But once in a while, a guy just wants to just stay and think and do whatever. Do you feel that way sometimes? Yeah. Just want that space. Doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you are disturbing them. It's not when they want the space. They say, so I'm a distraction now. I'm a disturbance to you. It's fine. It's cool. It's okay. Now we'll go. You say I should go, right? I will go. No. Sometimes that space. Sometimes it's just time with themselves. Few minutes. If not for another thing. To pray. To meditate. To plan. Once in a while. Sometimes they want to hang out with their friends. You mustn't follow him to everywhere. Are you listening to me? You don't have a life, don't have anything you are doing. You mustn't go to everywhere. Of course, a man should want to show his woman off. Do you understand? A man should want to carry his woman to everywhere. And if your guy is doing well, your husband is doing well, he wants to take it everywhere. But then this time he says, well, I just want to get, I want to spend time with the guys. You say, so I cannot come. Say, yes, you cannot come. Same. Is it that we are not one? What? Okay. So if you have secrets, don't want me to hear. It's not any secret. Are you getting me? No, sometimes when you are married, sometimes when your husband's friends come visiting, just come and greet them, bring wine or whatever. Go into your room and lie down. There is nothing that is caused that is a secret. If you marry the cheat, you marry the cheat. It's not about whether you follow him all over the place. Say amen. I think I have to stop this man thing now. But let me just talk one more thing, two more things. A man needs someone that will trust him. Now, when I mean trust, it's not just about affairs, extramarital affairs. I'm coming to that. He needs someone that can trust him to deliver. Do you know that men love it when their women need help and they call them? It's not money, anything. I'm trying to unravel this thing. Baby, can you just help me look at it? The fact that you trusted that I could do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is any small thing. Let me tell you something about brothers. Guys, tell me. You go out with your woman and then she's trying to open a bottle of water and she cannot do it. And she says, please help me open it. Does it make you feel good? It makes it very good. It's nothing but you asked for my help. You trusted that I could do it. He will now open it. Look at his shoulder. He thinks he's a hero. He thinks he's a hero. He just gives it back to you. And you say, thank you. I didn't know you were that strong. You begin to tell off all the bottles you have been opening. Do you know? I use my hand to open Coca-Cola. I use my... What I'm telling you, you know it. Trust him to help you. Trust him. Like, you know, trust him. You know, sometimes, in my note I said, sometimes make your man feel like a hero. Show that you need them. Especially if you know areas of their strength. Trust them in those areas. If you know your guy is very good with mathematics, when one, any small mass that hold you, say, baby, please help me solve this thing. I know you're very good with this. Hey, you will see Chico be on the all the way. What he's going to solve, you will not believe it. He said, using this formula, this is it. Using that formula, he's feeling good. Trust. He wants to sometimes trust. You know the area of his strength. Maybe you know he's someone that has physical strength. That he can lift things. As small as that thing is, say, just help me. He wants to do it. Say, baby, my biro just fell under this bed. Can you just help me lift it or let me bring it out? Hey, Samson. He will just... Say no more. I'm carrying it up already. That area of their strength, trust them with it. And you see, they will make them feel like that you need them. Make them feel you need them. You know, we have been healing the male child. Men have more emotional issues than they want to admit. I feel what I'm saying. They have more than they want to admit. Some men are just, all the, forget all these things. There are issues. So when you begin to need the man, how you know that those who, the words get to him, for instance, are the days you say the negative words. I guess me. The days you tell him things that threw him off balance, you just see him, he becomes a shadow of himself. So you trust him. And of course, that also has to do with affairs. Dare to trust. I know people have hurt you and what have you. You've read all over the internet. Men are scum. Not PG men, no. I am telling you the truth. That narrative you are buying from Facebook, you better leave it on Facebook. One celebrity marries another celebrity because they are celebrities and their marriage break up, and you say all marriages are breaking up. Is your father's marriage broken? I know what I'm saying. That's nonsense. Stop that. Don't carry that into your marriage. Trust your man until he commits. Don't think he's committing. And even when he commits and the issue is fixed, and fixed is not, I'm sorry, oh. Fixed is that he makes deliberate efforts to change. And you see, oh, there is a change. And you guys are married and all that. If you are ever going to continue in that marriage, don't stay there without trust. Are you following me? If you don't want to do it again, that one is another different case. But if you are going to stay there, don't stay there without trust. 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 And I'll say one last thing. Forget women. Be interested and or be part of his dream. The first thing God said about a woman, about the woman's gender. The first thing, not, remember I told you in the day, for the less I told you that when he says, let's make mine our own image, he was talking about male and female. Do you remember that? Ladies, do you remember that? Now, when the woman gender came, the first thing God said before he created her is, let us make a helpmeet. So the woman came as a helper to Adam. A helper in what? Whatever his dreams are. Adam's work in the garden was to tend the garden and to keep it. Eve was supposed to help him do those things. You see, if you really want a guy to value you, be interested in what he's doing. If you can be part of it, be part of it. If you cannot be part of it, show interest. He's a writer. When he's done writing, sit down and start reading the work. He's a musician. When he's done doing whatever, listen to what he's doing. When he begins to share his company goals and dreams, open your ear and listen. Be part of it. Give your own 2% of whatever, 2 cents of contribution. Well, what I think is this, just say something. Once he feels he's not interested, or sorry, you are not interested in what he is doing, he doesn't feel loved. And then there at work, he talks to his secretary about his visions. The girl is tripping. Said, wow, you have an amazing mind, sir. How do you come up with all these things in your head? You now see him. Peacock, his ego, you come out. You now say, well, it's just me. When I just sit, these things flow. But then the wife or the fiancé does not even want to know about those things. All you want is money. Get interested. Find out. That's why it's painful. I'm not saying it to insult anybody. But people come to my office sometimes and they cry. My marriage is about to break up. One of them, it has happened to 3 people. What does your husband do? I don't know. I said, so you guys dated and you don't know what he's doing? He said, yes. I said, wow. What a relationship. Where is his office? I don't know. He never bothered to take me to that place. The days I mentioned, he didn't sound interested, so I just left him. You're not interested. It's not about nagging him. He comes back. How was work today? When you guys talk at night, you're not married, but you guys talk at night when he's back from work. What do you talk about? How was work today? How did that one go? That project you told me about, are you done with it? I get the point. Show that you're interested. If he's a minister, that one is even more. How was church today? Are you done preparing your message? Please now share with me what you are going to preach on Sunday. You know, he says, no, he just says one or two things. You say, wow, I can't wait for Sunday. You will blow our mind. Be interested. And really, really be interested in what he's doing. Are you getting the point? I know men, and I'm not saying this in because I'm guessing. I know men that never achieved certain things they plan to achieve because the days they brought up those things, the wives did not sound interested. That's what I'm saying. Many. They just say, it's fine now, it's fine. If you are doing, be doing. You should be interested in what he's doing. In whatever that his vision, his goal, be interested. You watch football sometimes. You see men, some men that their wives follow to the football pitch, they always score goals. And once they score the goal, have you seen some of those? They will run to the womb, sometimes it's in the crowd. They will get to that place. Kiss her, come back to the field. You know what that is telling you? He had that in mind when he was playing that ball. This one, my baby is here. Let me just show her that I am the Alpha and Omega. I will dribble everybody. Some their wives are at home. They score goal in the beach. They do a celebration to dedicate their goals to their wives. When there is support, men are stronger. Are you following me? When there is support. Forget all this is that thing like they don't need anybody. They do. That's aside. So what does the woman need? You know, if you go on Facebook, if you go on Google and you type, what do men need? You are going to see 5 things that men need. 6 things every man needs. 3 things every man needs. If you type what women need, you see 23 things that women need. 42 things. I said women are complicated. Well, I don't think so. Amen. It's how they were wired. Now, brothers, praise God. What do women need? The first and the most important need of a woman. Now, it's something I did not say when I was talking about men, and it was deliberate. But let me just mention it in passing. I didn't say it deliberately because this is not a marriage class. But if there's any married people here, okay, I'm going to say this to you. One of the most important needs of a man, apart from respect and all that, is sex. In marriage. In what? In what? That is why, sisters, if you are dating a guy and something is telling you or the boy is telling you, just come to my house. We will not do anything. I swear, I will not touch you. It's a lie. It's not even because he's a bad person, because immediately you come in. Something else begins to minister to him. That's why you don't go on such visits. You're a believer. Don't say, he's my guy now. Can't I just go and stay the weekend? Which weekend? If you are going, carry pampers, things, because you might just be pregnant after that. Because men need, and that's why in marriage, when they are now married, we tell women, don't deny. Because that's the major thing that men need. Apart from respect and all that, they need sex. I don't know why. I don't know why, because you see, you notice, even after Sarah died at 90 something, Abraham remarried. Abraham had a child at what age? Huh? At what age? You don't want to stay in us. I will not laugh at you. At what age? Say what you know. What age? What do you think? Okay. So he had a child at that age, 100. Now, after some time, Sarah died. So even at 100 and something, Abraham still remarried and gave birth to 5 children. I'm not. He's in the Bible, Genesis 25. He married a woman called Keturah. At 100 and something. That's the power of God anyway. But I don't know how he was able to do that. But that's what men need. Now, men, the mistake you make is that you think that because your major need is maybe sex or what have you, that is exactly what your wife needs. Women like whatever, sex and all that, but that's not their major need. Are you following me? Let me prove it to you in many different ways. It is easier to find women who lose their husbands, sometimes at 40, they will stay without dating, without anything, till they're 80. They're fine. Take care of their children, they're fine. If the man loses the wife at 75, it's even the children that will advise him, daddy, find another wife. Because that's not really the major need of women. The first major need of a woman is affection, care, love. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church, women want to be loved. They want the affection. They want the care. They want it in words. They want it in action. It's beyond gifts. And I was talking to you guys in church the other day. I know sometimes some of these things we do is beyond, you know, when a woman gets a gift for a man and just buys the gift and says, baby, I bought this for you. Man says, oh, wow, thank you. He appreciates it. Somehow, the woman does not want to receive her own gift that way. She will prefer, I'm just giving an example. She will prefer that she comes into the house, goes, opens her cooking pot, and there's a paper there. Go to the room. After everything, or maybe the example I gave you in church, you just put it in the cooking pot. Immediately she opens it, there's a note. I know you will find it the same way I found you. Are you following me? You see the whole drama. You say, oh, it's no longer about how much the gift is. Don't use this line. It has expired. I've used it in church now. Once you use it, your husband will say, is that because pastor said that? So think of something else. So love. Women need affection. They need care. They need care. Are you getting the point? They just want to, you know, why do you think women, they just want to care for them? That means in words, in action, every little act of kindness will matter to the lady. Every little act of kindness. You just look at her face. When did this pimple come out? Did you hear that? Oh, it's enough. She will now say, I don't even know this pimple. And I say, baby, I hope your cream is still there. Say yes. Did anything happen? All those things, that's what the woman needs. Feed a woman with those things. That's why some of our brothers, listen, you are wooing a woman and she has not agreed. Sometimes you're not playing your card well. You know, sometimes she's even considering you, but you're not playing the card well. There is no affection from you. You think it's all about giving her money. Or you think it's all about telling her, I've prayed. And I'm convinced. Pray and be convinced. Even if she is convinced, she wants more than conviction. Care. Before the marriage, the problem is, some men know how to play this card before marriage. Once marriage happens, they forget it. As they're forgetting it, their marriage begins to crash. You see that thing you are doing? All the care, all the continue it. I wish it was a marriage class, I would have said more. You a married man, oh. Amen? You have plans of doing something with your wife in the night when you get back home. You guys have plans of fellowship that night. And then all through the day, you don't call her. You don't reach out to her. You don't do anything. Then you come back and say, good evening, good evening, how are you doing? You just eat your food. You enter the room and say, open. See, if she lets you, it's just because she has been well trained or maybe she just wants it. But do you know if from morning you've been depositing things? Are you following me? You've been making deposits. When you are about to go to work, you gave her one amazing kiss and you left. At work, you are sending text messages, small, small things like that. He said, I wish I was there with you right now. You are making deposits. Are you following me? What you don't realize, for the married man, the sex is your need. The affection is a need. Are you following me? That is the truth. I'm not saying women don't want the other one, no. But that's not really what they're mad about. So, care. The next thing, a lot of things here. The next thing is acceptance. Acceptance. A woman wants to feel, I'll rush through this. A woman wants to feel accepted. You have to tell her you accept her. You have to show her you accept her. You have to act it. Things like, one thing that makes a woman feel accepted is when you introduce her to important people in your life. When you carry a woman to go and meet your mom or your dad, or to go and meet your spiritual father, you say, Dad, I want to show you, this is the, she feels accepted. When you tell her, you see, I'm in love with you, I've even told pastor about it, you can talk to him too. Just this one that went to tell pastor about me, it means he's really, really serious. The one that acceptance. Hallelujah. You know, one of the ways, just make people accepted. Third thing a woman needs is affirmation, just like I thought about the man. Affirmation. See, brother said, you better go and start learning your lines. Are you getting me? You need it when we're a woman, you need it in the relationship, you need it in the marriage. You have to be talking. Even if you're like me, you know, let me tell you this thing I'm saying, some of them are opposite me. Because, you know, my kind of person, I began to lead from a very young age, and I'm a non-nonsense leader, you know me. If you don't do well, I'll tell you. That's how my mind is wired. I don't like flattery. I don't believe in flattery. But you see, I found out that you must flatter in marriage. You hear what I said? Must flatter your wife. You know, let me tell you, you think women want to hear the truth? Is that what you think? They want to hear the truth, but not the whole truth. Let me give an example. A woman calls you and says, so babe, you know, last night I just couldn't sleep. I was thinking about you. She does not want to hear, hey, yeah, me, I slept too. Even if you slept, don't lie, but say something. Don't say the sleep was so deep last night. I didn't even remember. You know, I had a stressful day. She doesn't want to hear that truth. Say something. Give an example of what you can say. Don't lie, you. Don't. If you say, I dreamt about you, so you slept. You know, anything like, that's so beautiful. I really wish you were here too. Anything. If you use it, do you have a mouth? Don't do this believer thing you are doing, you know. When you are ready, that marriage relationship, that girl is not your sister in Christ. Say something. Women want that kind of admiration. Just say anything. What's affirmation? Your head. You know, sometimes women don't know how men are wired. I'm just praying that God will help you, help me, help all of us. We are wired. Do you know a woman can make her hair and pass? I don't even know you made your hair. I did not, but if you did not notice that hair, you are dead. Is now some women, one full day, you did not say anything. The next day, she's carrying her face. You say what? You say nothing. I'm just fine. Then the next time, she's so sulky. She said, what is it? Did I do anything? You did not do anything now. If God kill you, they have seen a movie and you say that girl's hair is fine. If God punish you and you make that statement, is that one you will see now? This one I made for you.
I don't know why they're particular about their hair. Maybe because they spend a lot of time making it. The pain and all that, I don't notice it. How come you didn't notice it? What I'm telling you is not just even in church here. Some people make hair, they come and greet me after service. If I did not notice it, say, Pastor, I made hair. I will now say, wow, so many of you are guilty of what I'm talking about. That's why. Pastor, I made my hair. I will now say, wow, so beautiful. What's the name of this style? Say something. Say, ah. And why people are trying, you know? Anyway, the thing about you, Sha, any kind of hair you make fits you normally. Is there anything? You just say that. You have won. Just. She might not begin, the person on the kind of girl, she'll begin to say, no, I really don't like fixing. Are you like this? Fixing fits you fat. You're a fixer. So affirm her all round. Affirm her. She writes an exam, she passes. Don't let it slide. Talk about it. Hyper. She buys a new dress. Hyper. She comes to church. Hyper. Talk. And don't stop it after you are married. That's what I'm saying. Don't get married and forget it. You know, when a woman is pregnant, for instance, she has natural low self-esteem. She feels she's not fine. She feels she's big. She feels she's fat. She feels she's ugly. That is when to remind her that she's not. Yeah. You must learn to affirm. Okay, next thing women need commitment. Sisters, I'm speaking your mind, right? Commitment. Most men don't want to be committed. They just want to say, you're like my sister. We are just friends. They need that commitment. Are you here or not? And I know men don't like to commit. And if you're like that, you better stop it. Man up should have changed you. If you don't want to commit yet, stay away. Just be greeting everybody. Hello, how are you doing? It's fine. Once you begin to make some moves, make sure it's towards commitment. And when you commit, really mean it. That's why the girl is seeing you as her boyfriend and you are seeing her like just a sister in church. Sometimes you are taking advantage of the lady. Stop it. Are you following me? So men... Women need commitment. I can go on and on to show you, okay? Women need trust. They want you to trust them. They want you to trust them. Hallelujah. They want you to trust. I won't say more about that. They don't want you to keep asking, who is that guy that dropped you? Who is that one? Who is that? They want you to trust them. And if you cannot trust the woman, why are you trying to get married to her? Let me tell you, when you have a beautiful girlfriend, beautiful fiance, beautiful wife, hallelujah, you cannot stop men from looking. You cannot stop them from admiring. You are not going to stop them from sending text message. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah, so trust your woman. Until there is something to shout about. Don't shout about anything. If you're uncomfortable about something, let her know. Say things like, and me, and that's actually the truth for most good men. Say things like, it's not like I don't trust you. It's that man I don't trust. Because most times that's the truth. I trust that you can be strong, but I don't trust the man. And it's sometimes true. So say it well. Don't make it look like, you know, you are very, very loose. And you are busy following it. Don't make it look like that. Women want to be trusted. They want to be trusted. And I can tell you for free, even though this generation is trying to spoil, women still have a higher percentage of faithfulness than men. No, I'm not just hyping you. Women have a higher percentage of faithfulness than men. Even though in this church, we will change the narrative, we bring it to a balance. Are you getting me? We are faithful men, we are faithful women. Are you following me? So trust. Trust. What else does the woman need? A woman needs reliance. You should be someone they can count on. Someone that once they call on, you can show up for them. They want reliance. They want reliance. 7, women need safety. They want to know that you can defend them. Now, this defense might not be physical. It's not physical. Don't go and be fighting on the streets and say, Pastor, I was fighting for love. That's not what I'm talking about. But there is something about speaking up for your woman. Something about speaking up for her. Something about when she shares with you something that somebody did to her. You can stand and say, who did that kind of thing? What kind of thing is that? You know, you might not even need to go and fight the person. But don't sit down downstairs saying, but baby, it's your fault now. That's the time to shout. At who? That's nobody. Just be shouting. What kind of nonsense is that? How can he do that? See, you're going to resign from that job. You're going to resign from, I can't even take it. They just feel you are protecting them. And some men are so weak that they take their wives home and their mothers and their sisters can talk to their wives anyhow. You weak man. Tata. Atutu po yo yo. You a small boy. You are not qualified for marriage. You are not. Anybody can talk to your wife anyhow. Your mom will just talk. You not tell her, baby, now you know she's my mom. Just now, if it will not even happen, if your wife, your mom begins to insult your wife, find a way to take your wife out of that place. Go and meet your mom. Clear her. And it can't even happen. It's because of the kind of person you are. That's why they will have mind. You clear her and warn her. If you do this thing again, I'm not bringing this woman back to this house again. You see, women want to feel, of course, you should not turn your wife against your mother. Let them make peace. I get what I'm saying. Don't oppose them. The one that is painfully sisters. And if you're in that kind of family, where you people are sisters, have ganged up against your sister-in-law, sure you know you will marry. Some things are, why are you guys ganging up against her? It's her husband. I know that there's so much blame on women. I know some women are wicked, right? Some women are bad, but that's not everybody. That's not even majority. Change your mindset. Guys, are you listening to me? Change your mindset. The idea that since your brother got married, he's no more giving you money. It must be the wife telling him not to give us money. It's not always true. When your brother gets married, your brother is going to have more responsibilities. Your husband now has your brother has a mouth to feed, has children to take care of. He will reduce how he takes care of you people. Are you following what I'm saying? It doesn't mean the woman is doing anything. In most cases, it is the woman pushing him. Give your brothers now. I get what I'm saying. Most cases. So where they begin to fight your woman, stand up for her. Defend her. Defend her. Hallelujah. Defend her. Are you still here? Are you still here? Not the next thing a woman needs family commitment. This is not just commitment to the relationship. A woman needs a man that is committed to family. You know, most men are not committed to their family. The only commitment they have with their family is to bring money. Don't be like that. You must be around for your kids. Be committed to your family. You know, one thing, if you ask a woman to describe the kind of husband she wants to marry, as the list continues, we hear things like, I need a man that will be a good father to my kids. I get to the point. They want that family commitment. They don't want you to be an absentee father. A father that always brings money. They want, you know, check women that are married, though. Every time their husband is playing with their children, they are making videos. Why? They just like it. That's commitment. The next day, she just posted it. I thank God for the kind of man I married. Yeah. The reason is because that family commitment is something a woman wants to know, that you'll be committed to the family. You will not escape with another woman tomorrow. You will not ignore your family. You will not abandon your home one day. You are committed to family. Are you still here? Praise God. What else does a woman need? Women need financial support. Say amen. Women need money. A woman should not be money conscious, but women need your money. Don't even get it twisted. Even if the woman is rich, she wants your money. I was telling brothers in the day, it took me time to learn women. And I'm still learning. This book is long. Sometimes you think a woman wants money from you because she's broke. No, it's not true. She has 100,000 in her account. She sees an earring. The earring is 1, 2. She said, baby, please help me. Please buy this earring for me now. Sometimes you just reason, but you have
100,000. You can afford it. It's not about the earring. It's the pride that my husband bought it for me. I do get the point. They want that financial. That's why if you're a man here, no matter how little you have, once you are married, be there to provide for your wife and your family. See, even if you are earning, listen, I know that these times are changing. Even if you are earning 80,000 and your wife is earning 250,000, still be the breadwinner of the family. Don't leave, don't say, well, since my wife has no money, she should be the one paying children's school. Be the breadwinner. Whatever your wife is going to bring, let it be support. Even if the support is bigger than the main money, it's fine. But don't push the responsibility on her. Be financially responsible in your home. And well, somebody's asking me, what if we are still in courtship? How much financial commitment should I have? I'm going to tell you. There's a level of financial commitment you should not have to a woman you're not married to. Take it from me. You don't want to believe it, it's fine. You will learn. Life will teach you. Don't come and cry, you. Don't come and do justice for America. Nobody will even be, you know, they don't even want to do justice for men these days. You are dating someone, it's just relationship, and you are giving the girl things that you cannot do. Yes, things that are eating deep into your life. How much is your salary? 100,000. Then she says, I need bone strength. You send 45. I need it. You send 35. You might end up being angry and bitter. When you go broke, you hate her. And women, stop collecting those kind of things. Those things are demonic gifts. It will make the man hate you. That's what I mean by demonic gifts. It will make him hate you. Because over time, he got 100,000, but the money now finished. He's reasoning, what even happened? You know, it's when your money is finished that you become a mathematician. You run sit down and begin to calculate. How did this money even go? 50,000. Bone straight here. 45,000. And she be for Nega. He's calculating. He's angry. He might not say it to you. Let me tell how he's going to manifest. Sisters, are you following? What's going to happen is, when he now makes money, he will not tell you. Because he feels that once you know he has money, you start asking. Do you know, I had a conversation with some brothers in my house, and they told me, Papa, I will not tell any woman how much I have. And some men still have that sentiment today. I don't know if you still believe those things. You will not tell your wife. I see this in their hands. Let me see. If till now you still believe, it's fine. It's your belief. You will grow. It depends on the man you marry. If you still believe that tonight, you're not going to tell any woman how much you have. Let me see your hand. No, feel free. I'm doing it for a reason. Behold. The other people around you, they are saying the same thing. No? The reason is simply because they feel that once you tell them, once they tell you, you're not going to ask them for the money. But you now begin to make demands. Sometimes you don't even make demands, you make comments. Hi, I was just passing and I saw one gown. And it's not even much, it's 26,000, it's not even too expensive. And I say, chai, if I had money here, but it's fine, I could still blow. Why are you saying all those things? And you know, real men, once you begin to talk like that, their mind is going to that money they have. Am I speaking your mind? The next thing they'll say is fine. Where is the gum? Show me. Fine, gum, buy it. At first, you think you're fooling. And I say, no, I'm not saying it's not like giving it to me. I'm just saying. And I say, no, it's fine. Just gum, buy it. I say, thank you, yeah, darling. He has learned that next time he makes money, he should not tell you. If not, you'll see another gown. So to avoid you seeing another gown, so I mean, you don't believe, but I'm saying generally, if you're dating a woman, there's a level of financial, don't come and be crying, you know. I bet that girl school fees through school. Don't come here and cry. Don't mess up this altar. This is for ministry. I paid her school fees through school. I paid house rent for that girl for 4 years. I bought a car. Don't come here and cry. You should not be stingy towards the woman you are in courtship with. Because you're supposed to show her that you can take care of her. But don't be stupid. Anyway, our brothers here are wise. Amen? They are wise. Okay, let me just rush through this so that we can pray. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Do you still have a voice? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, a woman wants to be honored. Now, I did not say submission. You know, I told you in this church, in marriage, everything is mutual except submission. The Bible says, woman, wife, submit to your husbands. But you see honor, you see love is mutual. That is honor. 1 Peter 3 verse 7, he says, give honor unto the wife. So you honor her. Yes, she submits to you because you are the leader. It's fine. But there is an honor that should go from you to her. Things like you don't get to the public and begin to talk to your wife anyhow. Don't do that. The kind of, I don't know who is raising the kind of men we have in this generation. I don't know. A lot of failed parenting all over the place. You are talking to your wife or a lady you are in a relationship with just on the street. Everywhere. You get out of this place. You leave my house. Can you imagine? Who failed you? Who failed to train you? Don't know how to respect her. Do you know there is a story in the Bible that challenges me every time I read it? A man in the Bible suspected that the wife was having an affair. You know the man? Joseph. Mary came back one day and said, "Sir, I'm pregnant." He said, "How are you pregnant?" "By the Holy Ghost." Now think of this generation. The wife come back one day and say, "Sir, I'm pregnant." Now you guys are still dating. You've never had sex with her. You're a believer because that's the story. You are still, she's still a virgin and all that. He said, "But I'm pregnant." He said, "You are pregnant." Who is responsible? The Spirit of God. Angel Gabriel appeared to me and told me. He said, "Wow, wow." So she finished talking. Joseph did not believe that at all. Nobody will. He did not sell. That nonsense talk. Holy Spirit got to bring man. Don't worry, tomorrow I'm going to see Holy Spirit. Now, so Joseph did not agree. So he decided, I'm going to send this woman away. But wanted to send her away secretly so that she will not be ashamed. That's a real man there. Even though as far as he was concerned, the woman was wrong. But it does not call for dishonor. I follow him, church. Don't do that. You don't talk to a woman anyhow. Some of you grew up and if you're like that, see, begin to decide that you will correct it. You grew up meeting your dad, talk to your mom anyhow, even in your people's presence. That is still wrong. Because once you begin to do that to your woman, you are teaching the children to dishonor their mom. Are you following me? So that should be mutual honor in relationship. That same way, you woman, that's the way you don't talk to your man. I hope you know that. Don't do that. If they should not come and tell you, "Daddy said that we are not going out today, mommy, but I want to go out." Don't tell them, "Don't mind your daddy, you will go." They are teaching them to disobey their father. You can tell them, "Oh yeah, now let's go and beg daddy. Make it look like daddy has the final say." Are you what I'm saying? Let's go and beg him. Don't teach them to dishonor the man. That same way, don't tell your children, forget that the mommy is saying, "Go and dress up, you're going out." Are you getting me? If people are going to change your mind, call your wife inside, explain to her, let the children go out. When she agrees, let it be the same woman that will go and say, "Let's now go." Are you following me? Or if you call them, tell them, "Your mommy and I have finally agreed that you people can now go." Am I teaching you wisdom? See, there should be mutual honor in relationship. Bible said, giving honor, 1 Peter 3 verse 7, giving honor unto the woman as the weaker vessel. The context of weaker vessel is not that you don't have to a punching bag. The context, I've explained weaker vessel here, the context of weaker vessel is that because she's weak, you treat her with care. What are the weaker vessels in your house? Breakable plates. You don't pack them where you pack every other plate. I know what I'm talking about. Give them honor. So learn. So a woman wants to be honored. Women need to be honored. When, you know, sometimes women want, should I put this, women even want people that can worship them. Worship is relative, but just that honor. Make her feel she's something. She will stay with you forever and give you her life and her future. Amen. What else does a woman need? Just say three more things, then we close. Hallelujah. A woman needs proper communication, transparency. No woman wants to be kept in the dark in a relationship. Women want you to talk to them. Babe, what's happening in your life? They want you to talk. They want you to talk. They want you to be transparent. You see, this last point I made about money. So women don't like it. If you're a lady here, and you will sincerely want your husband to tell you everything about his finance, let me see your hand. Truth. Women want that communication. And not every woman is after your money to eat it. Why would you even marry someone that will eat your money? Use your head, though. Women want that communication. And be able to communicate. Be transparent. Don't be shady. Don't be transparent. You know, one of the greatest things that will sustain a relationship is communication. Communication is not actually talking every day. Because if it is talking every day, no marriage should crash. Because marriages talk, married people talk every day. Come on, am I talking to you guys this evening? No. Married people talk how many times? Every day, even in the morning. It's beyond talking. Communication is where we are transparent. We are talking to each other. I can show you what's happening in my life. I can open up to you. You can open up to me. That's communication right there. Transparency. Look at how my day went. Look at the things going wrong in my life. Look at what is bothering me. Look at what is paining me. Look at what is giving me joy. Look at how things are. Look at how things really are. Communication. So you communicate. You communicate. The second to the last thing, women want, talking about, it's still about communication, but they want men that can listen to them. You know, I was saying this, was it on Thursday or on Sunday, I was teaching you about listening, you remember? I want people that can listen to them. No, some people come to my office. I was giving an example. People come to my office and they begin to talk. You know, sometimes when you come to my office to talk, you did not come for my advice. You came to talk. So, Pastor, what happened? Sometimes when they don't talk for like 30 minutes, I say, Chai, it's well. It's well. God will fix it. She will say, amen. I feel so relieved. It's not your advice. She wanted to talk. She wanted someone that would listen. True or true? That's what I was listening. So, you as the man, one day I'm going to, you know, one of these our classes, I'm just going to talk about listening skills. Do you even know how to listen? Listen without interrupting. Just listen. Chai, are you serious? Be in the story. Be in the story. Do you remember being in the story? Yeah, connect to the story. Are you serious? Wow. He did that, and when she's done talking, sometimes all you need to say is, it's well. It's well. And then if she's married to you, you give her a shoulder, she sleeps. That power of being a good listener. Now, forget that I'm talking about marriage. Even a leader must be a good listener. You must be able to listen to people talk. Don't always be in a hurry to talk. Be a good listener. Hallelujah. You know, women want you to listen so much. Not that men are not. Men, you should be like that. I'll teach you how to be like that. Women want you to listen too much that they don't want you to miss the details. Nonsense details. If a woman is talking to you and she says, and you know, next tomorrow is, I'm going to go and make my hair next tomorrow. She wants you not to forget. That next tomorrow, your abuse is sleeping. Maybe she even told you, you will drop me off next tomorrow. To me, I may say, yes, I will drop you off. That next day you are sleeping, just comes. Why are you still sleeping now? What's wrong? You now say, what is wrong? Why would I not sleep? Is I not supposed to take me to say, did not tell me, I did not tell you. They don't want you to listen and pick the test. That's why if they tell you next week, is our anniversary. Don't forget it. That one can break homes up. Even though, ladies, don't be too petty. Let me even advise you. Stop. Don't have too much expectation. All this nonsense. He will forget your anniversary one of these days. When the man said he's full. Some men don't remember their birthday. Is it not your birthday that they will forget your birthday? So be ringing it like a bell in his ear. My birthday is coming, no? Our anniversary is next month. And I want us to do something special on that day. Now, back to the women. Women want people that can listen to them. And so, man, pay attention. Just make sure you don't sleep. It's a warning. What did I say? Don't sleep. Just sit down and be listening. Just be listening. But say, wow, yeah, wow, yeah, okay, yeah. She's done talking. Say, fine. Chai. That's all. Just say, it's fine. You know, men, I was telling you, men, they do, a man, when he's not in the mood, all he wants is, he gives you news in brief. Headlines only. How was your day? Fine. Did you sign the contract? Yes, I signed it. We got the job. I saw how was it now? Beautiful. What if that was sexy? Did she misbehave today? No, she didn't give me trouble. I've kept her in her corner. That's not how women report. Women first give you the headlines, then I'm saying now the news in full. Now the news in full, they begin to report. Only say hello, but then you go like from point one to the last, they want you to sit down there and be, I better develop it. Just be there. Just say, yes, yes. Wow, Jesus. Are you serious? Chai. Wow. If you don't know what to do, be taking notes. Secretly, maybe on your phone, so you don't forget some things. Just write. Do you understand? So that you don't preserve in trouble. Set alarm, different alarms. Babies making affair. Babies buying of jewelry. Babies outing. Because a man can just get to work, get drowned in work, forget that anybody is existing. He's thinking about his work. Hallelujah. Pay attention to details in listening. You know, some people ask me, and I'm like that, and I learned that. I thought that many things I'm learning, you know, about women. Many things. Normally, one of the toughest things for me to do is to buy gifts. I don't know how to, you know, it's not because I don't want to buy. I don't know what to buy. Do you understand? I don't know what to buy. I get to the market, I stand around. What exactly can I buy? Slippers. She will have slippers now. Bag. Which one is bag? Now, because some things I don't understand some things. I don't know why a woman is carrying a handbag. No, but it's fine. I'm not saying, I don't understand. So if I get to the market, I look at everything. I don't, so, let me tell you a story. The very first girl I ever attempted to buy a gift for on her birthday, guess what I bought? It's Mitigo's World Book on Faith. And it was sincere. So I bought it, she collected it. We are not dating, we are just good friends. But you know, friends, she was really my friend. No relationship, no strings attached, but she was my friend. So I was just another of my friend of how she did birthday. I was like, oh, she was like, oh, what did you buy for her? I said, book. She started laughing. I got angry. I said, what kind of nonsense is this? Why are you laughing? She started laughing. He said, wait, you bought book? I said, hey now, powerful Christian book. I said, is she not a believer? Is she not growing spiritually? She said, don't buy book next time. She told me, don't you know that a teddy bear will be of more value to her than book? Why are you people like this? She said, buy book on any other day, but on her birthday. Wow. Now, let me teach you why I'm saying this. How to solve this problem? Just be a good listener. As she's talking with you over time, she'll be mentioning things that she needs. Be taking notes on your phone. Glory to God. Don't be taking small notes on your phone. Small notes on your phone. I know you don't have money now to buy a car for your wife. But you see, if you are a good listener, if you have money now, you should know the kind of car your wife wants. She's talking about it every day. The car will just pass, she'll just smile. Say, chai, I like white. White cars, chai. It kills me. Write it down in the book of the Lord. You must be a good listener. Pay attention to details. And let me digress from this relationship thing. If you're a leader, be a good listener. Listen to your people. And that's what God blessed me with. I can listen to 200 people in one day. I'm never tired of listening. Sometimes people, you see, I stay in the office from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If I tell you the truth, sometimes the 70% of that time I spent is listening. The people were talking, I'm listening. Sometimes people don't so much need counsel. They just want to talk. Are you getting the point? Sometimes what we think counseling is to offer people opportunity to talk. And they talk and talk when they're done pouring everything. And you see the way they talk, they start from, it all started from when my grandfather died. During the burial, my father's brother said that my mother was a witch. They trace it back to them. They want to, now when they are done listening, just talk to them. Now imagine you're a man in your home, you don't even know how to listen. Even though when we advance in this class, I was teaching women too how to talk. Because you too must be wise. A man cannot have a full stressful day. He's so tired around 11. And that's why you want to tell him about the conductor that wanted to give you change. And you should know when to. And if you cannot listen then, tell her, say, baby, please, I'm very tired. But you see this matter, we'll hear it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And that tomorrow, make sure you bring it up. Are you following me? Now, let me say something conclusively. It is wisdom that keeps marriages. It's not love. If you're not deliberate about being wise, your marriage will scatter it. It's not, forget all these things you are feeling in your heart now. All these butterflies. If you're not deliberate about keeping your marriage, you're going to scatter it. Now, let me say one last thing. And I want every man, I'm putting it last, no man will forget it. Motivate your woman. Motivate your woman. You see, motivate your woman. Push her towards her dream. Challenge her towards her dream. Now, let me tell you, why do you think ladies like pastors? I'll tell you the reason. Good pastors push you towards your dreams. They ask you, have you started that business? Start it. Have you made profit? Let me come and see your store and let me pray there. I know what I'm talking about. That motivation draws them to such mentors, such fathers. They now, you see, that's what you should do for your woman. Be her cheerleader. Be her motivator. She begins to slack back. Push her. There are people in my life today that will never forget me wherever they are. There are key roles I played, men and women. There are key roles I played in their life towards their dreams. Some are running companies today. I pushed them until they started it. Are you getting me? Some are singers today. Before they did their first song, I was one that dragged them. There are some people that I keep in my house. They are crying. They are writing song. Write the song. Daddy, I'm tired. I want to finish. Write two. Sing it. Let me hear. I did for my daughters, my sons. If you are close to me, people that are singers, I have a career in music. Sometimes I have recordings on my phone that if I play for you, we laugh. The recordings will start with, today, I'm the one saying it to them. We have in our midst, maybe she has written a new song and I want her to present it. One of the most sought after gospel artists in the world. Right? Finally, we finally got her in our midst. Let's welcome our announcer. And she should ask our record. Most times after singing, they always say that they send it for me. that motivation. I got what I'm saying. Motivate a woman. This idea of a woman has a dream, you want to kill it because you don't want her to be bigger than you. Why are you stupid? Who failed you? Push her. Let her do her masters. Push her so that the day she finally gets the PhD, she wants to talk. She said, I want to first of all thank God for my husband. If not for him, I wouldn't have done this. And let it not just be talk. Let it really be serious. You see how they are shouting? That's what I'm saying. Push her, be motivate her. Are you getting what I'm saying? Motivate her. Be interested. Push her. You know, give ideas. Be there for her dream. If your wife is a preacher, you should be her first audience. If your wife is a singer, you should be her first audience. You should be her first fan. If she's a comedian, once she cracks jokes, start laughing, even if it is not funny. Just laugh and say, baby, you're just so funny. However, I want us to improve on this. Though I'm not saying you like this career we're talking about. I get to the point. Let's improve on this. Do something else. A man was sharing a story. I'll close with this. A man of God was sharing a story with us. He does recording. He sits down and records, makes the recordings. He has a home studio. He makes the recordings into tapes and he distributes the tapes. He sells the tapes and all that. He told me, he said, every time I'm making those recordings, my wife is there. Sometimes I'm done recording. She will listen and say, baby, you didn't put much energy into this one. No. Let's go over it again. Sometimes at 3 a.m. they are awake recording. That is support. And that's why you are still cutting that woman. What do you people even talk about? Every time, have you watched this movie? Have you watched this movie? Have you done this? I'm missing you. What are you wearing? What are you even doing before somebody's wearing? What's even that question? 11 a.m. What are you wearing? 11 p.m. What should she be wearing? Brothers, and I remove your eyes like you don't know what I'm talking about. Stop asking. Let me tell you what she's wearing. She's on her nightwear. And it's very exposing. That's what you want to hear. What do you people talk about? What of talking about her dreams? What of talking about your dreams? What of motivating her towards achieving her dreams and her vision? Friends, a good marriage is not automatic. A good marriage does not just happen. A good marriage is deliberate. Many years ago, a great man of God in the United States had a divorce. They had been married for 40 years. This I'm telling you, I've told you so many times, it shocked me to my bones. 40 years and they divorced. That day I was like, okay, who is now safe? It's not 2 years. They've been together for 14 years. They finally had a divorce. And then I was asking the Lord that day. I was really bothered. Why? How are you even sure that we're going to have a good marriage? Because me, I don't like doing things that will fail. Instead, let me not even marry. Let me just stay. I tell you for free. That's me. And the Lord said to me that day, and that's why I'm doing this, I did this teaching. Marriages do not work because the man is good or because the woman is good. Marriages work because the both parties want it to work and are putting in work to make it work. It fails when it is one party fighting so hard to sustain and the other party is not contributing. Are you getting me? Learn what your woman needs and you will be a better lover. Amen. And I'm praying for you that you will have a good home. I say you will have a good home. You will have a blessed home in the name of Jesus. That home that you've pictured in your mind, the Lord will make it a reality for you. And as many of you men or women who are trusting the Lord to get married soon, He will bring the right man, the right woman around you. You will make the right choices. He will bring the money into your hands. He will bring in the resources and He will give you your heart desires in the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate many marriages in this place very soon, all over this place. Glory to God.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.